Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will talk with author and former Purdue men's basketball player Walter Jordan about his book, Gracefully Broken, A Hall of Famer's True Story. We will talk Indiana football. The Indianapolis Colts have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update and look ahead to the week in IU athletics. So, let's talk sports. We'll start with Indiana football falling to the University of Cincinnati 38-24. The 8th-ranked Bearcats came into this game undefeated and looking for a huge win to put themselves in the conversation for the college football playoff. It was a shaky start for the Bearcats as Indiana got off to a 14-0 lead when Peyton Hendershot caught a 16-yard pass from Michael Penix Jr. to put them up 7-0 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Stephen Carr caught a 5-yard pass from Michael Penix Jr. to put the Hoosiers up 14-0 with 5:06 left before halftime. The game changed late in the second quarter when linebacker Micah McFadden was ejected for a targeting penalty against Cincinnati quarterback Desmond Ridder. Cincinnati then took advantage. Jerome Ford had a 6-yard touchdown run. Cole Smith added a 32-yard field goal to make it 14-10 Indiana at halftime. The Bearcats, Jerome Ford scored his second touchdown run to make it 17-14. DJ Matthews Jr. had a 14-yard run. Then Trey Tucker took it 99 yards on the kickoff to the house to make it 23-21 Cincinnati. Charles Campbell added a field goal to put the Hoosiers in the lead 24-23 with 41 seconds left in the third quarter. Alec Pearson caught a 19-yard pass from Desmond Ridder to make it 30-24 with 12:13 to go, and then Ridder added the insurance touchdown run, 38-24 the final. The Bearcats, 8th-ranked in the country, 3-0. They've got Notre Dame in 2 weeks. Indiana, 1-2, 0-1 now in the Big Ten. They have Western Kentucky on the road next Saturday night. A sold-out crowd, 52,656, were on hand to see the Hoosiers and the Bearcats in Memorial Stadium. The Indianapolis Colts fell to the Los Angeles Rams 27-24 Sunday afternoon at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. It was a back-and-forth game. Carson Wentz was 20 of 31 for 247 yards. One touchdown, one interception, but he went down late in the game with an injury. Jacob Eason, the second-year player out of the University of Washington, 2 for 5 for 15 yards and an interception that sealed the win for the Los Angeles Rams. Matthew Stafford, 19 of 30, 278 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Daryl Henderson Jr., a rushing touchdown for the Rams. Cooper Kupp caught 2 touchdown passes. Wentz's touchdown pass went to Zach Pascal, and Jonathan Taylor with 15 carries for 51 yards rushing for the Colts, as Rodrigo Blankenship also hit 3 field goals for the Colts. The Colts now 0-2, and they travel to division rival Tennessee next Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and the game can be seen on CBS. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. Well, in high school football, Bloomington South beat Terre Haute South 20-0. The Panthers are 5-0 and will host Southport Friday at 7 o'clock. Bloomington North beat Terre Haute North 35-30. The Cougars 4-1 travel to New Albany this Friday night. Edgewood and South Putnam were canceled due to COVID concerns within the Edgewood program. Edgewood will be back in action this Friday at 7 when they travel to Indian Creek. Boys soccer, Bloomington South beat Bloomington North 4-2, tied New Albany 1-1. Bloomington North beat Martinsville 4-0 and lost to Bloomington South 4-2. Lighthouse Christian beat Mitchell 1-0. In girls' soccer, Bloomington North lost to Columbus North 8-0, lost to Bloomington South 4-0, and beat Southport 3-0. Bloomington South beat Franklin 3-1, and Bloomington North 4-0. Edgewood beat Northview 3-2 on penalty kicks after a 1-1 draw, and lost to Martinsville 2-0. In girls' golf, Bloomington North was 6th at the Conference Indiana meet, beat Indian Creek 194-210. Edgewood lost to Terre Haute North 186-212. Bloomington South was 4th at the Conference Indiana meet. In girls volleyball, Lighthouse Christian beat Columbus Christian 3-0, Providence Crystal Ray 3-0, and Medora 3-0. Bloomington South beat Bloomington North 3-1. Edgewood beat Greencastle 3-0. Sullivan 3-2 and Indian Creek 3-1. Bloomington North, a busy week, lost to Bloomington South 3-1, lost to Martinsville 3-0. They won at the Lafayette Jeff tournament, beating Clinton Prairie 2-0. Covington 2-1, Lafayette Jeff 2-0, and Guerin Catholic 2-0. Bloomington North, 2nd at the Conference Indiana meet. Bloomington South, 3rd at the Conference Indiana meet. Lighthouse Christian, 1st at the Southern Roads Conference meet. In boys cross country, Bloomington South, 3rd at the Conference Indiana meet. Bloomington North, 2nd at the Conference Indiana meet. Lighthouse Christian, 1st at the Southern Roads Conference meet. And boys tennis, Bloomington North beat Southport 4-1. As I look at your Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, when we come back, we will talk to former Purdue men's basketball player and author Walter Jordan. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
This is Indiana University Senior Associate Athletic Director Jeremy Gray, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest. He is the author, Gracefully Broken, a Hall of Famer's True Story, 1974 state champion at Fort Wayne Northrop, played for Purdue University from 1975 to 78. He is a speaker. He is a youth coach. He is a mentor, entrepreneur. He is a lot of things. He is Walter Jordan. Walter, a pleasure and an honor to have you. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me.
Thanks, Nick. It's an honor to be here, man. I appreciate all you do for the young people and sports in general in the state of Indiana. Even though you bleed red, I got a lot of respect for you.
Yes, we definitely, one thing we do not agree on is the teams that we root for, you playing at Purdue and myself being born and raised in Bloomington and growing up a big IU fan. But as we've talked about before, it's all respect and all love. Yeah. Let's talk about your book, Gracefully Broken, A Hall of Famer's True Story. What made you decide to write this book, and how long did it take you to do it?
Wow. That's a heavy question, because it's one of the toughest things I've ever done in my life. During the pandemic, when it first hit, I was just flat out empty. I was just thinking, wow, this world is so screwed up, and everybody's looking at each other, and no one wants to tell the truth about themselves, about life and the faults and our imperfections. And I just decided that, you know, I wanted to write that book that everybody's been asking me to write for like 20 years. Everywhere I go, man, you need to write a book with your life experiences, what you've done, your failures, your victories, your defeats. And I wanted my children, more importantly, if the Lord was to take me, I had some health issues over the last 10 years, some major health issues. And if the Lord was to take me home, I wanted to leave something so my kids, my grandkids, to know who their family was, who their grandma was, who's no longer here, who died when I was 17, my granddad was, who their uncles and aunts were. And I want them to know who the Jordans were. I want them to know who Uncle Walt was, knew that Uncle Walt or Daddy Walt wasn't perfect. Know I had my faults. And a lot of times we get so, tell our kids how great we are. Our kids don't want to know how great we are. The kids want to know three things. They want to know, first of all, do you love them? Do you care about them? Second of all, can you help them get where they want to go? And third, are you going to be there for them? Can you help them get better and help them get where they want to go? That's all they care about. They don't want to know, oh, man, you went to Purdue and you did this and you did. No, they want to know, hey, I fell down, but I kept getting back up. I got knocked down. I fell short. I'm a sinner, too. But you got to get back up and get back in the fight and go ahead and get up. It's how many times you get up, not how many times you fall down. So that's something I decided to do, and I want to be totally transparent. So when I say it's the toughest thing I had to do, I mean, I had to own up to some of my imperfections that people don't see when they see Walter Jordan. They think, oh, man, this guy, no, I hurt. I have pains. I'll fall in shorts. I wanted to own up to all of that. And so it's the toughest thing I've ever done, but it's the most therapeutic thing I've ever done for myself personally. I have a peace and a calm about me now that I didn't have before I wrote the book. It took me 11 months to write the book. I'm telling you, some days where I just cried and I put it in the ink and I rewound it and erased it and had to put it back in and tell the truth. And I can't shortcut this. I got to tell the truth. And it was so painful, but it was so rewarding when it was done. And the feedback I've got, Nick, has blown me away. I am so grateful and I'm deeply humbled by what has happened since the book was released.
And you're going to be back in Indiana tomorrow and Wednesday. You have a book signing in Indianapolis, an appearance on one of the local TV stations. You're also coming back to your hometown of Fort Wayne in October and November. You live in Atlanta, Georgia. How excited are you to be back in your home state, get to promote the book, and get to see all these people who have supported you throughout the years?
There are no words. There really are no words. I'm emotionally just thinking about it. I've been blessed. If you really read the book, you see my journey and what I went through when the busing started in 71. We had all the race issues going around the country because of the busing issue. I was in that class. And to see where we came, you know, when I got started and everybody started talking about book tours, and then you had people like two of my classmates from high school step up who have done this kind of thing, Jeffrey Stratton and Doris Limmer, they stepped up and said, we're going to handle all that for you. We're going to do the scheduling. We're going to do the contacts. We're going to arrange everything. You just give us the dates. You're available. And we got it. And that's how everything in my life has been about teamwork. There's no one's done nothing great by themselves ever. And I believe in teamwork because my motto is teamwork always works. So everything that you see Walter Jordan do, it's a team of people that's with me. And I'm side by side. I'm not in front. I'm side by side. And we do this thing together. But people believe in me. And people love me. And people know that I'm sincere. I try to be 100% sincere. Like I said, I fall short. But I promise you, it's not because of my heart. And that's something people know me by. And that's something I live by. And that's what this has happened. I haven't had nothing to do with anything but showing up. My team, and that's God's grace. And I'm just so appreciative of what he's doing in favor of my life.
That is amazing that you're surrounded by so many people in your life and so many great people that help you. I remember that in a conversation with you, you told me that you try to surround yourself with winners in everywhere you go in life. So just explain that whole concept. Was that from your days at Purdue or high school? And when did you just come up with that was the path you were going to take going forward?
I was blessed. I'm one of 10 kids. And I'm the seventh child. And I have three older brothers and three older sisters. And my heroes was in my house. We didn't have anything, but we had everything. We had so much love. We brought in a God-fearing home. My mom prayed every night for all of us. We expected greatness. There was no excuse. We had a lot of pride. We didn't have anything, but I guarantee you what we had, we was going to be clean, and we were not going to be dirty. We were going to walk in with some pride, with our heads held up high. We were going to treat people with respect and dignity, no matter what color they are, what religion they are. We didn't get caught up in the isms. That's something we were brought up in. And when I went to Northrop High School, I was surrounded by great coaches, from football coaches to Buzz Dorfler to Bob Dilley to Jim Klein to Chris Stabberetti, guys who had won. They had won at a big level already in their own individual athletic career, but they were doing it now in coaching, the A.C. Eldridge of the world, and Jim Grinnell's of the world, my middle school coaches. And I surround myself with people. In today's world, I try to live in two different worlds. People say, what do you mean by that? Here's the world I live in. I got a world where there's no color. My friends are white, black, blue, green. I deal with kids all the time, three or four times a week. I deal with kids. People call my house, different nationalities and religions come to my house. People say, what the hell's going on over there? It's because how you treat people. To me, it's about right and wrong. It's not about black and white. And so I create my own environment, surround myself with positive people, loving on each other, lifting each other up. And then the other world is the media world, the social media world, where the adults are being adolescents. But the kids in my world are touching me, blessing me. If you come work to one of my workouts and one of my Team Impact organization, 170 kids, you'll see a blend of diversity from the coaching staff to the Team Impact staff to our teams. It's a beautiful thing. And they're going around holding their hands up together and saying, we got your back. That's what I see. So to get away from all this garbage that's going on television, on the idiot stew, I go to my other world. I call it the world one. I go there. So I get to separate the two. But I need to be in world two so I can see what's going on in the world and be knowledgeable and try to take whatever's going on here and make sure these people in world one are okay and making sure I give them positivity and not negativity that they're getting down here in world two. So, and educate them on what they need to think and how they need to go about it and make sure they're reading the right stuff and surrounding themselves with winners and leaders and people going in the right direction.
When we come back, more with Hall of Famer Walter Jordan after this quick break. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, author and former Purdue basketball player, Walter Jordan. Walter, we were talking about the youth that you mentor. You mentioned your organization, Team Impact, based in Atlanta. I'm sure with the social media now, you didn't have that back when you were playing. I'm sure that it drives you absolutely crazy in a different time to have to deal with the social media aspect when mentoring these kids.
Absolutely. I thank God that I was not born in that era where the social media. I've had kids basically lose scholarships because of their social media posts, things they would post and not thinking, because once you post it, it's there. And the thing about it is the pressure they put on these kids, the undue pressure. You have a bad game and everybody attack you. And these are, you know, these still kids. When you playing a game, a basketball game, I don't care how old you are, if you hadn't really got a job yet, can't fill out W-2, you're still a kid because you're just playing a kid's game. You're not an adult. You haven't lived the real life yet. You're not out here having to pay bills and worry about paycheck to paycheck and trying to take care of your family. You're just playing basketball. It's just a game. But these kids have been under undue pressure, man, and all the money and betting now that's going on in sports, there's some people out here that's losing money on these games, and they're taking it personal. and they, you know, you have one bad game, it's all over the media. I thought I saw something where the quarterback from the Jets this past last week got the mom went on social media and posted all the negative tweaks and stuff that she's gotten because her son had a bad first game in NFL, his first NFL game. And that's just not right. And I just feel bad for these kids.
What's the main message that you explain to these kids when they come into your program?
Well, it's real simple for me. I believe I really believe this. And I tell kids this all the time. I said, there's three things you need to remember in life. First of all, Satan has a serious game plan for your life. He wants to see you in a body bag or in jail. I said, the second thing, the good news is that God also has a serious game plan for your life. He wants to see you in the kingdom. He wants you to see your loved ones. I said, the third thing you got to remember is you get to choose. The bad news, the good news, but the best news is you get to choose bad news or good news. And so they understand that we're here to help develop them so they can make the right decisions in life. We don't always get it right, but we do our best. It makes me feel good when I can go to watch an NFL game and I can see a Hunter Henry, who I've coached, who's in my program since he's in eighth grade, and now he just signed a $37 million contract with the New England Patriots. And his family and I, his dad's a pastor and mom, I mean, we text each other weekly. We're like, I've been in his life. I've been in his freedom at his wedding. I've been at the John Mackey Award when he got the John Mackey Award, when he signs ESPN contract letter of intent to go to Arkansas. They flew me in. I flew in to be with them at all these events. They're family. I see one of my kids, Alex Thompson, goes to the Institute and becomes an aerospace engineer. When I see a Jeremy James, who now is a flight attendant, when I see a Pat Murphy in Fort Wayne, he's now an attorney. I mean, a Darren Archibald with the Butler. You guys know Darren Archibald had a Hall of Fame career. He's doing well, just texting me up on social media. And we're communicating again. We're connecting again. And just reading my book. I mean, these are my trophies. This is means more to me than anything that if you come in my office, you'll see a lot of pictures and all that. But if you won't see any trophies around, you see pictures of my teammates, people that's influenced my life, and teams that I've been able to coach and be on, because I'm surrounded by myself every day. It's not about me. It's about us. It's about the team. And that's something. That's why I think that I get excited about team impact. That's why I think I'm still doing what I'm doing, because the guy keeps telling me he still can use me. He said, you're still valuable. I can still use you. I got work for you to do. You're not quitting. You're not retiring. And the kids just keeps me excited and keep me motivated and just gives me energy and fire. So that's why I do what I do.
As we mentioned before, you've played at Purdue University. I get to finally hear your unique perspective of being on the other side. And what is it like to face IU in Assembly Hall? And back when you played, that was when IU was winning the national, went undefeated and won the national championship. So just share a quick story and experience about what that is like.
Still gives me chills thinking about it, goosebumps thinking about it. Just, I can hear them, whether I'm in Bloomington or West Lafayette, when they call the starting lineups and they call out my name. And then you just have goosebumps and the fans are going crazy. I mean, it's like you're out of your mind, you know. And I think about in the first chapter of my book, it's entitled, What the Hell Just Happened? Because here I was, 18-year-old kid, getting to play in Assembly Hall after dreaming about playing in Assembly Hall the summer before that, when I was 16 and 17, being on campus there at IU with my brothers in summertime, working out at the Hyper Building, getting ready for my junior and senior year in high school. So my brothers would drop me off at the Hyper Building and leave me there all day, and I'll just work and play and play. And they knew I was okay. Come back and get me when they're done with their classes. So I knew IU's campus. Everyone assumed I was going to IU. Bob Donawal came to visit me. You know, I was, at the last minute. And no one wanted Walter Jordan up until we won the state championship. I had one scholarship offer. 4 weeks later, I could have went probably anywhere in the country, almost UCLA and probably Notre Dame. Because I was 6'5", and I played guard, and we won a state championship in front of 17,000 people in Assembly Hall. So We made that dream happen. Here I was 18 years old. 10 months later, I'm now playing in Assembly Hall against the number one ranked team in the country. I'm still 18 years old. 10 months later. And I'm seeing guys like Scott May, All-American Kent Benson, and Bobby Wilkerson, and Quinn Buckner, and Alvin Akinnathy, and then, of course, Bob Knight. I mean, I'm 18 years old, and they come out there, and Eugene Parker, Wayne Walls, and myself are freshmen. And they blew us out. It was the worst loss I've ever had in sports. And we came back 2 months later and played that same team in Mackey Arena. We shot 60% from the field. We had less than 10 turnovers, 80% from a free throw line, and still lost by 2 points. We played a perfect basketball game and couldn't play any better and still got beat. That's how good they were. To me, the silent hero on that team was Bobby Wilkerson. Bobby, everyone talks about all these other great players, but Bobby Wilkerson can do so many different things. To me, he was that engine. He was a stopper. He was a slasher. He was a rebounder. And he just was tough as nails. All of them could play. Don't get me wrong. But I just like to give Bobby Wilkerson some love because I don't hear his name enough. So every time I get a chance to talk about that team, which is a great team. So we ended up playing them 4 times. And I think the other 2 times we lost by 3-4 points. But we were right there every time we played. We played them closer than anybody else in those 2 years. And so I take pride in the fact that we had them on the ropes. And I remember Scott Mason and man, I hate playing these guys. I love playing them, but I hate playing these guys because in the rivalry, you know, in a rivalry, anything can happen, right? Anything can happen. That's what makes it special in a rivalry. So everybody's discounting IU this year and Purdue this year. That crap don't mean anything. Throw that stuff out the window because the rivalry is so intense. The players know each other. On campus that week, it's unlike any other environment or atmosphere in the week, in your whole college career. That IU week, when you walk around campus, and all professors talking about Indiana. Everybody's talking about Indiana. You got sheets, students painting your picture on sheets and hanging them out the wall, you know, encouraging you, getting you fired up. Everywhere you go, you know, you can't avoid IU week. And if you're down in Bloomington, it's the same thing. It's the same exact. And the fans are, I don't even know the word for it. They are, I've never seen anything like it. You know, the fans are ready to die if they need to. You know, players, we come out and we compete and we love playing against each other. And we go at it like two brothers would do. But afterwards, you know, we calm down. We still love each other, respect each other. Some of my best friends are IU, former IU players, and people that I respect the most, like a Ray Tolbert, Landon Turner, Wayne Raffer, God rest his soul, right? He's a very close friend of mine. And so when Landon Turner got inducted to the Indiana Hall of Fame in Bloomington, I showed up. And everybody was shocked, like, wow, you Landon's a friend of mine. He invited me to come. So there was no question I wouldn't come. And Landon would come to my All-Star games, Parade of Stars All-Star game in Fort Wayne, every year to support me and the crippled children and the big brothers and sisters in Fort Wayne. So I was coming to Landon's IU. I got roasted quite a bit from the announcers. They like Walter Jordan, but I would do it again. It was so much fun, and I just absolutely love it. Absolutely love it.
As a fan, and I've got to be in Mackey Arena twice for IU Purdue women's games. I've not made it to a men's game, but I think the words
they might not let you in.
I think they would, but I think the word that you're looking for is intense, because it is intense going up there when Absolutely. Just even as a fan. And I have been told you don't wear your candy stripe pants up there and certain things. Really quick, Walter, we've got just a minute. Just promote where you can find the book and where you're going to be in a couple of days when you come back to Indiana.
Well, I don't really know the complete schedule, but you can get the book at Barnes & Noble, Target.com, and Amazon. You can get all the book at those three places, and it's gracefully broken.
What is your favorite moment in basketball that you've accomplished? What is your proudest moment?
Oh, without question, in basketball, my proudest moment is winning the Indiana High School State Basketball Championship, bar none. That because of the significance of it, single, one champion. And back in the day when it was just tough getting out of the Fort Wayne sectional regional because of all the talent. Real quick, on September 21st at 7 p.m., I'll be at the Witherspoon Presbyterian Church at 7 o'clock. That's on Michigan Road. On the 22nd, I will be at the Die Walk Country Club. That's at 10 a.m. On the 22nd, I will be at the Highland Country Club at 2 o'clock that afternoon. That's on West 52nd Street in Indianapolis. And September 22nd, I will be at the television interview with Channel 13. September 22nd, I will be at Harry and Izzy's. That's at 7 p.m. on the 22nd. Those are the dates and times for Indianapolis.
Congratulations on the book. Thank you very much for joining me. Safe travels when you get here to Indiana, and hopefully we can do this again soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate everything you do. Go Boilers.
My thanks to Walter Jordan for being my guest this week. For more information, visit www.walter.walterjordan.com. Well, in IU sports this week, men's soccer is at Northwestern tomorrow, 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, and Sunday at Michigan State at 3. Women's soccer hosts Iowa, 8 o'clock on Thursday on the Big Ten Network, and hosts Illinois Sunday at 1 o'clock. Volleyball hosts Michigan State at 7 p.m. Friday, and Purdue at 2 p.m. Sunday, both on BTN+. And field hockey will host Maryland on Friday at noon on the Big Ten Network and Sunday at Ball State at 1 o'clock. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talking Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.